what meditation does, it frees you from the limitations of the body, the emotions of the mind, momentarily, so you can get a glimpse of the divine. That's all meditation is for. The next step is contemplation. Contemplation, meaning a repetition within truth, a repetition of reality, the repetitions of creative power, of prosperity, realizing that there's an endless supply of leaves out here, there's an endless supply of tomatoes, there's an endless supply of wheat, there's an endless supply. Well, you take the seed, you put it in, you get many seeds. How many people know how many apples are going to come out of one seed? There may be millions of apples out of one seed. Endless supply. God has given us abundance. I've seen fruit fall into the ground in the islands that could feed people that are starving if we had right distribution on the planet. If we had right distribution, everybody on this planet would have a place to stay, all the food they need, and all the clothing they need. They'd have all the basic necessities because God has given them in abundance. 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 The man in his greed has taken that abundance and hoarded over here, hoarded over there. You know, they pay some farmers to let their land lay and not grow that so the price will stay up in something. Instead of making that and sending it to another country, a third world country, if something needs it, they'll say, I'll let this land barren first. And they'll pay you to let it barren. There was a fellow that bought an Iowa farm, and he grew nothing, and he was making $100,000 a year by not raising pigs, and by not raising wheat, by not raising corn. He went to the government. He was vacationing in Hawaii, and I says, what are you doing? He says, I'm a farmer. I said, what are you growing? He says, I don't grow nothing. He says, what I do is grow money. I says, how do you grow money? He says, by not putting anything in the ground, the government pays me, and so that's the way I grow things. I says, they do. He says, yeah, I get a subsidy for not growing wheat. I get a subsidy for not growing corn. I get a subsidy for not growing pigs. I says, you do. I said, I think I should go buy a farm and then, you know, let it lay and do God's work. And then I'll have an income. Then God says, don't worry about the farm. You go and do the work, you'll have an income. See, when God guides, God provides. If you guide, you've got to work for it. See, if you guide down here, you got to work. The Lord tries a working part. You never get out of work. See, you live by grace or by work? You live by the lower self or the higher self? See, which self you... What are you choosing? Okay, you want this higher triad. Let's start putting green and blue and violet, indigo and gold and white in your clothes, in your environment. Paint your rooms that color. Drive your car like that. Decorate your office that way. Put them in the center of the hue and above to lift your energies and light, and I guarantee that all those freeloaders and buggers that have been bugging you, hanging around you, are going to drop away, and the people that you need and the prosperity you need will come to you, because you will be a bright beacon of light radiating for them to see, and they will come. They'll be magnetized to you because they're looking for that. They're looking for the one that's free. They're looking for the one that's prosperity. They're looking for these things. Why do you think some guy makes all these millions of dollars selling a bunch of tapes about how to buy real estate, and 90% of the people buy and never buy real estate? But he's made a bundle of money off of that. One time I answered an ad, says, send me $10 and I'll tell you how to get rich. Or no, he says, send me $10 and I'll let you know how to be rich. Let you know. Okay. So I waited and waited and waited. And then I realized, after about 2 months, he got rich from all the people that sent him the $10 and he didn't answer them. So he showed me how to get rich. But was it a good way? Do the same thing. I could send out an ad and do the same. Here, you're going to win. You have won. You can collect this $20,000. Now send me $9.95. So he gets a million people sending $9.95. He's got $9,900,000. And he gives away $20,000. Hey, that's pretty good, man. Even if he only had 100,000 people answer that ad. Right? Whoa, $1 million and just 100,000 people adding it, and he gives them $20,000? That's the only prize. It doesn't sound like a prize, does it? Someone will get it. Someone decide not even give the 20. Now the government's, you getting those letters in the mail? Third class, yeah. Big fraud going on. Because people want it. They want to try to get something for nothing. They want to get something, you know, they want to win. They want to be winners. So somebody says, here, you can win. You have won. Just send me this and you'll get your portion of it. So they send you a coupon book full of a bunch of discount coupons that you can get out of the newspaper or other places. Here. You see? And that makes it legitimate? No, it doesn't. They're conning you. There's so many con jobs on anyone who's gotten this lower triad. You be down there, and I'll guarantee people will take advantage of you. They'll hurt you, they'll lie to you, they'll cheat you, they'll take what you have physically. The poor gets poor, the rich get richer, because the rich have the magnetism of richness, and the poor have the consciousness of being poor. Even what they have will be taken away from them. So God bless the poor. God bless them. Let's get them out of it by taking away their poor consciousness. See? Let's get rid of that poor consciousness. I come from the one that has everything. God can do anything. Do you believe that? God can do anything. I mean, you really believe that? Well then, you got it. Belief. Holding to your belief is prosperity. Holding to it. Don't give up. The lower field is transitory, so it gives up things. The upper field is constant, so you have that constant flow. Constant flow. Everything's flowing. You know, if they need more money, they'll just run it on the presses. So you can have all, oh, I don't want to take money, because then I might be taking that away from somebody else. Some woman told me that. I says, that's the silliest thing I ever heard. I says, they increase the output of money a lot of times and inflate and cause money to be less valuable. What's your money backed up by? It's not backed up by gold. It's by a promise from your government that is real. But you know what it is? It's pieces of paper covered with ink. It's pieces of metal, and it's the idea that you're using, not the money itself. It has no power. You gonna eat a nickel? A quarter? Half dollar? You gonna eat a dollar? You can't eat them. So you don't pray for money. Don't ever pray for money. You know, money's... You pray for what you want. You want a car? Pray for a car. You want food? Pray for food. You want clothing? Pray for clothing. Then the money comes to give you that, or the clothing. I'd rather have the clothing than have to go down there and pick it out. You see? Or somebody give me the car, I didn't have to go out there and take them and buy it. Would you rather have it given, or do you want to go out and, I got to select. Okay, you got to work for it, okay? Then go work for it. God's very agreeable. You come one step towards God, God will come 100 steps towards you. You take one step away, God takes 100 steps away. He'll let you be. You don't believe, he'll let you not believe. It's your free will. To believe or not to believe, to love God, to believe in God or not, it's all your free will. But it doesn't change the truth. There's still God. There still is that one. And no matter if you deny the names and deny all of that, there's still only one. You can't deny it. What is? You can accept it or not accept it. You can believe it or not believe it. You can see or not see it. You can be it or not be it. It's up to you. It's up to you. You have free will. Never give up your free will. Did a parent take your will away? How can they do that? Unless you gave it to them. Oh, well, they threatened me, they intimidated me, treated me like crap, they emotionally abused me, they mentally, they psychologically abused me. That's how I lost it. No, you didn't lose it. You just submerged it. Now bring it back out. Nothing can be taken away from you. None of this higher consciousness can be taken away. They can't take away your beliefs. They can't do that. Unless they can make you doubt your belief. If you have doubt, they can do it. Yellow tries to take away the power of the... See, if you try to use these rays by themselves, they will cancel each other. You have the alchemy is to have it all there. You can't just be mental. You just can't be physical. You can't just be spirit. You got to have all of those. You can't just be physical and mental or physical and spiritual. You still have to have mind. You have to have all those to be a complete being. I've seen people without a mind. You look in their eyes and they're void. They're autonomic. Keep sleepwalking, 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 sleepwalking all their life and then die. But they're already dead. The walking dead. The walking dead. They're on autonomic. There's spirits left and they're on autonomic. A mind body's running around there. An autonomic mind. You see. We need to pull those spirit back into those people. Heal them. Give their spirit back. Give their sensitivity back. Give their mind back. See. To be insensitive is being hard-hearted. You're not hard-hearted. I know you're not. You're probably too soft-hearted.
Yeah.
But see, in being soft-hearted, you may have a nut there on your hands. You may have a hard shell on the outside of the soft-heartedness because it's callous from being hit. It's callous from being hurt. Well, crack the nut. Let the meat out. You know, let the soft heart out there. It's okay. Turn that soft heart to God. Turn that soft heart to God. You see. And let God have it. I give my heart to you, God. I didn't give my heart to God. I kept breaking it. I had heart attacks and all kinds of things, so I gave my heart to God. By the time I was 24, I had 3 heart attacks. Almost I killed one of them. I had a heart attack going down the road when I was 19 years old, and I was driving. I could see the car going off, and luckily it was in gear and second gear, and when I passed and my foot come off the gas pedal and stop. Thank you, God, for second gear. You see, God's always taking care of me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God's always taking care of me. Have you starved? Didn't starve. You've never been alone. You've never been without your needs. God's always fulfilled you. See? So rely on God. Don't rely on people. You rely on people, they'll take you down every time. If you give people authority over you, they'll play God on you. That's what they'll do. You give some teacher, pretty soon he's dictating what you're going to do in your life. See? So you give yourself to God and let a master come and teach you to be a master. And a master will never take you from yourself and not give you back. The wisdom to surrender to a master, to surrender to a master that's not going to keep you. Someone wants you to be with them the rest of your life. This age is not that way. You don't have one master now. You don't have one master. You want it all, so you need all of these beings to help you to get it all. That's not being greedy. You deserve the abundance of all good things. Read the Bible. Read the Gita. Read the teachings of Buddha. Read the Quran. They all tell you about God's abundance for all the believers. Do you believe? All the believers have abundance. Are you a believer? Or are you a doubter, complainer? Are you a depressor? Emotions, depression. Intellect, doubts, fear in the physical, going to hurt my body, destroy my body, I'm going to die. Fear is root chakra based, attacks the body. Fear will kill cells in your body, kill cells in your brain. Anger kills cells in your body. It turns your chemicals in your body to toxic levels. that can break your heart, cause a heart attack, give you a hemorrhage in the brain. You see, those things will happen if you let that kind of power continue to work on you. And you might be, they might be coming to serve you because you asked, I wish I was dead. So something's coming, will come along to help kill you, because that was yours, you asked for it. The science of spoken word is so powerful, you're crystallizing thoughts in this dimension. Words are crystallized thoughts. See? Knowledge is crystallized ideas. Thinking is crystallized knowledge. You can only think about what you know. How can you think about something you don't know? You can think about what you know, right? So if you want to have a good mind, you better get all knowledge. So you have right thinking, righteous thinking. See? Right knowledge gives right thought. Erroneous knowledge gives erroneous thought. That's the way it is. That's the truth. Like attracts a like. And so if you put good knowledge in the heart, you'll get good thoughts. If you're having bad thoughts, it's because you know something bad. Throw it out. Bring in me a pure heart, O my God, and renew the tranquil conscience unto my soul, O my hope. By thy transcendental might, lift me up to the heaven of thy holiness, O thou who art the source of my being. Baha'i prayer. It's a Baha'i prayer. Doesn't say a lot. It's also the, I think it's 22nd Psalm. Create in me a pure heart, O my God. We're all looking for the pure heart. Clear understanding, self-control, poison balance in our soul. From 1 to 7, if you've had a traumatic experience in the body, you will have a stuck attention or karma in the body from that traumatic experience. You have to let it go because that body isn't here anymore. You're older than 7 now, aren't you? Because you've got another body between 7 and 14. You've got another one grew. But if you had some emotional problem when that grew between 7 and 14, see, I'm giving you some how to look into the problems that people come to you with. How to look into your own problems. Look at that time. What happened to you when you were 1 to 7 that said that I'm not physically sound, that I'm not ambidextrous, that I'm not flexible, that I'm not able to run and jump and exercise and do all that? What happened? You must say, sit still. Quit moving around like that. Now you're bothering me. Go in the other room and be quiet. Is that what you got? Well, then now you're saying, gee, I wonder why I keep getting stuck in this room now. Get out there. I have to get out there and get something done. But your doer has been hurt. See? Then from 7 to 14, what emotional? You're social and emotional. Did you get a bunch of rejection from somebody? Did you have a little boy break your little heart, girls? Did a little girl break your heart, little boy? Did somebody not accept you in their little clan and their group? They never accepted me in my class. They made fun of me and pushed me around. I wasn't accepted. And then older you say, I just can't feel why I'm not. I don't feel accepted at work. I don't feel accepted in my family. I just can't feel this acceptance because the block is back there. Don't treat the symptom. Treat the cause. If you get a splinter in your finger, are you going to take and put some Novocaine on there to just dull it out? And pretty soon the Novocaine wears off and it's hurting again? No, pull out the splinter and healing will start. Pull out the cause, and any reaction of that cause that happened, any symptom of that cause, will then dissolve because it has no basis anymore. It has no foundation. And these are little things that build up to big things. There are a bunch of little things that make it look like a big thing. And you go back to that simple little thing, you clear that, and all of a sudden, your whole life has changed. All the stuff that happened there, now is no longer happening. You wonder, wow, because you don't have it in you anymore. You threw it out of you. You don't have a like attracts a like. You don't have karma. You don't have action-reaction. You don't have stuck attention. See? Did you have problems from 14 to 21 with your reasoning, your logic, your mental consciousness, working with systems, things like that? So your mind may be in trauma. That doesn't mean when you were 1 to 7 you didn't use mind or emotions. It meant your predominant focus was physical from 1 to 7. Predominant focus is emotional from 7 to 14. And notice after they get 14, they go 15, they become very willful. Teenagers are very willful. Now do you know these numbers are different if you were passive? You move through each one of these levels in 6 years instead of 7. Most women move through these at a quicker pace than men because they're pushed in a position to have to take more stuff than men take. Men won't stand for half the crap that women have to go through. You understand what I'm saying? They'll fight back. If the woman doesn't feel she can fight back because she gets beat up. See? If the man says, I'm going to kick butt, if they don't, I'll get me a knife. I'll get a club. I'll get a gun. I'll take care of them. I'm going to get even. Y'all already loves to get even. Maybe you didn't get even. You're still trying to get even. Getting even is not equality. Equality is a natural. You're equal, one with God. So that's equality. Not getting even. Yellow rays want to get even. I'm going to get even for this, man. And then they use revenge red. They go down. They don't use understanding, do they? They don't use a peace or insight and perception. They're down here using, use my emotions on them. I'm going to use my actions on them. I'm going to punch them. I'm going to hurt them. I'm going to make them feel bad. I'm going to get my revenge on them, boy. And some people do that, right? So you have to watch that downward movement. When you're acting in a situation, stop for a moment and analyze it. Self-analyzation comes from the heart and self-control. Analyze it. See, am I going down or up? If I'm going down, change it to go up. Pull out the splinter, take out the cause, collapse all the symptoms. See, there's something stuck in your mind, throw it out. You're not even in that situation anymore. You're not, is it here right now? I was at the church of the Unity Church in Tucson, Arizona. And I was telling the same thing to the class. And this woman says, No, she says, my husband's always making me do this and making me do that. So there was a man sitting on the other, so I went back to her and said, you stop doing that to her. And she says, well, that's not my husband. I said, well, you stop doing that. And he says, I'm not her husband either. I says, where's your husband? She says, he's at work, so he can't be here telling you what to do now. Is he? Is he right here right now holding a gun on you or something? Making you do it? Well, I feel I have to do it, otherwise if he finds out I didn't, then he'll be mad. Is he going to control you with madness instead of love? You know, is he going to control you? And madness comes from an emotional energy. To be mad, anger comes from the red energy. See, mad. See, it's lesser degrees when it gets the heart, it's just non-acceptance. Not accept me. Then you feel like you got a broken heart because they didn't accept you. Oh. Well, then I'm not going to accept them. No, you hurt yourself when you just hurt yourself. A lot of times we get tricked into hurting ourselves. You know. It's like making a certain movement. The first one they go to counter it, they go, I can get themselves. In martial arts, I could make a man hit his face every time at his own pace. You see? Direction of energy. Direction of energy. Is your energy up, up, up to freedom, or down, down, down to bondage? The farther down this list you go, the more bondage. Look how limited you were when you first came as 1 year old. You had somebody wipe your butt, feed you, clean you. You couldn't do it. See? Just around 7, you'd start to get a hold of that. But you couldn't clean up your room half the time or that, right? See? Boom. Now you have to face a whole new circumstance, sociality. I have to sermentality. Now 21 to 28, here you are in a psyche. Are you following what you know? If something went against what you know, what you understand, what you accept, you've got some trauma in the soul. People have soul traumas. By the time you're 28, you should be supported and now bringing forth your talent and your creativity. It should be natural for you to flow that way. Because you have the knowledge of it at 28, now, as the knowledge is exercised in wisdom, your talents and everything should come out. But is there something wrong with the knowledge? Do you have to have someone else give you knowledge about it and tell you every time you need to do something? You have to run to them and get it? Did you get it yourself? See, every time you give somebody else an authority to give you something, they now have a way of controlling you. Every time you give somebody the authority to tell you how to think, feel, or act, you've lost self-control. You've lost self-control when you gave it away. You didn't have much self-control when your mother said, be in at this time, do this, do that, right? Now you've got self-control. You can tell yourself when to be in, when not to be in, what to do, who to like, who not to like, where to go, where not to go. You can hear the mother to yourself. You're the father to yourself now. You reach the soul. You have the knowledge now to do whatever you want. You've had that experience with the world. You have enough experience now to control these lower fields. Now you're up in the peace. You have enough experience now to control. From age 28 to 35, your talents are set. And from then on, you're just cruising in your individuality, super conscious of all these beautiful things coming, enjoying everything, enjoying everything. Now you can start looking, where can I be of service? Where can I? Now you get up there in unity, I'm serving the world. I'm the world server. I'm serving with knowledge, I'm serving with healing, I'm serving with something. Thank you, God, for world service. Thank you, my talent here is being given to help these poor little kids over here, that I can go out and do a benefit show for them, or I can make them some beautiful art they can sell to do that. Because my prosperity is set, I'm okay. Or did you have some trauma along the way that stopped that when you got up there, see? So then you have to come to the healer, and the healer has to look into those levels. Well, how do you look into those ages? You look into the colors to see what got hung up on that color. See? It becomes real simple. What I'm teaching you is not complex. You think all these things are complex? No, it's very simple. Each one's a tower, each one goes across. They have a balance. There's a system here that has a balance, but this is not a contrived system of mental consciousness. This is the realization of what is. There is physical things. There is emotional things. There is mental things. There is psychic things. There is creative things. Look in the world. You see them everywhere. You'll see individuals in the world. Boy, don't we respect individuals. We really love them, don't we? Because we want to be like them. When somebody comes out and they're doing something that's extraordinary, like an individual like Gandhi, an individual like the Christ, an individual like Einstein. We get admiring those things. Boy, I'd love to do what Trump does, get all that money, you know. But then we hear, oh, Trump, he has this problem, that problem. And we say, well, I don't want to use his life. When you want somebody else's life, that's the fool, because you have a life of your own. I mean, even nowadays, I never heard this when I was a kid. Get a life! You hear it now, don't you? Hey, get a life, huh? It's because you're trying to live somebody else's life. You're trying to live. If somebody says that to you, it means you're trying to live somebody else's life. They'd never say that to you if you were living your own life. It's because you're trying to be like somebody else. You're trying to be like this person or that person or this way or that way. You're trying to be something you're really not. Then that's when somebody will say that to you. Hey, get a life. Listen to the world. They're telling you where you're at. Don't get mad at them. Thank them. Thank you. It drives them nuts when you say thank you when they insult you. Because it isn't an insult. Insult means it hurts you emotionally. That's what insult does. It's an emotional hurt. That's what insult is. It hits the emotions. It's not, it doesn't hit you what you know. It doesn't hit your beliefs and those. It insults you. It makes you feel bad. Feel. Emotion. See? Isn't that something? Boy, we get some insight today. Insight and perception. Now, the insight happens between age 35 and 40. That doesn't mean we don't have insight before that. That's when we are now clear in insight. We have lived enough that we're not struggling through these other levels. Now we're able to see. We're able to be free, 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 and go to unity. So from 42 to 49. Now, in a woman, it goes from 1 to 6. 6 to 12, 12 to 18. That's why a woman 18 will marry a man 21, and it's, you ever hear that one? 18-year-old woman should marry a man 21, and they're equal. She's as smart as him. She's got as much emotion as him. See? But the man has never admit that. The arrogance of the man says, well, I'm 21, she's only 18. She's behind me. I have to lead her for these next 3 years. She gets to be 21. I'll have to be her daddy. I'm going to tell her what to do and stuff because see, she ain't an adult yet. But I'm 21, I can vote. Great. Then women, I can't do that. Too young. I don't know if they mean one of them young things. Not realizing they're getting an equal. And then they clash. If the man doesn't accept as an equal, there'll always be a clash. And the woman starts out distancing the man. Why do women live longer than men? Because they reach the height quicker. They reach these other heights. They've learned how to accept things before most men learn how to accept them. Look how many years difference in there, in acceptance. 18 to 24, there's 4 years difference now. See how it starts expanding? Then there's 5, then there's 6, then there's 7. Years different when you get up to the crown, there's 7 years. That's why more women are on the path than men. Because the man has got all caught up in his trip down here that he stopped rising. And he's stuck in his willful ego, I gotta make it happen consciousness. See? Unless he goes into the creative wave and pulls himself up out of that. Thank you, God. See? You can come from beyond your years. This isn't a bondage. This is the way, this is the natural flow of things. See, you don't have to wait 7 years to change this body. You know this body can be changed in the twinkling of an eye. You can have a diseased part that can be instantly healed and purified. There's no more tumor. There's no more sickness. You see, it's gone. Thank you, God. The woman last night just felt that you agree immediately. No hesitation. Do it more vividly, so shall it be. So that's my strength, is to believe with them, and I'm holding that. I'm holding that. I'm not going to give that up. Anytime I get a chance to hold light over darkness, thank you, God. That's who I am. And I will hold it, hold it, hold her perfect health and happiness And so you're getting better and better every day in every way. You should never come in my presence unless you want to be blessed. Because I'm going to be blessing you no matter what. No matter what you do to me, no matter what you say, I'm going to keep blessing you. I bless everybody. People have done terrible things at times. I have to bless them for you. Bless them for you. Because it's not going to hurt them if you hold on to it. It's going to hurt you. How many times after years and years of holding something against somebody, you went, hey, you know, I've been holding this thing against you. You did when we were kids. And I go, what? I remember that. But what happened? Here they've been carrying around all those years, affecting their emotions, their actions, everything, knowing that kind of stuff, knowing having that erroneous knowledge. I know they hate me for doing that. No, they've got all of what may be so's and not what is. And then when they confront the situation and find it's nothing like they thought it was, that they build it up in the fantasies of their emotions and the manipulations of their mind. You don't control these things, they'll control you. You're the master of all these things. They're not the master of you. Your body's your servant. Your emotions are your servant. Your mind is your servant. Your knowledge should serve your creative power. Your creative power should serve your vision. Your vision should serve the world. Your world should serve the mastery. Your mastery should serve the purity. Your purity should serve the clarity, and the clarity should serve God. You see? And that way you are constantly lifted, constantly lifted, constantly lifted. If you don't know where you're at, I don't know where I'm at. Well, you're right here. That's where you're at.
No, I had an emotion.
Well, isn't your emotions right here?
Well, Bob,
it's here too, isn't it? It doesn't seem like it's here if you're caught in the past. See, what in the past has caused you not to be here? Emotionally or mentally. What in the past has caused you not to be sensitive? I know what it is. You do too. So now we both know we can let that go again. God's my secret partner. So I'm turning it over to God. See? And every night he's going to remind me to pray for you, so I'll do it. So I'll come here and you all pray and wonderful and doing what you want to do. Good. Thank you, God. I'll praise God and hold for someone else.
She said, and sin is love for
asking for things. Oh, yeah. Right. I was going to throw that in, but then you're real sensitive about your weight. It's because you're holding emotions. So, the power is in being where you're supposed to be. Not being beyond where you're at. Not being less than you are. Exactly where you're at. Understand that. Be where you're at. Work with where you're at. Because you're not any other place but in the presence. You've never been out of the presence. You've never been alone. God has not ever left you. God's always been with you, whether you recognize it or not. Because God is in you as you. There's no way in the world, in the mind, or in the spirit you can change that. That is an absolute. There's no change. Absolutely. God is in you. And the more you realize that, the higher in the light you go. Until you consciously accept, I am God expressing. We are God expressing. We are all God expressing. Never forget that power. And don't let anybody else, don't put this out in front of non-believers. Don't go share this. Don't go share your treasures with somebody who'll steal them. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't throw it in the street with the dogs. They'll tear it up and eat it. hold these beautiful things within the sacredness of your heart. Know them. Don't take them out there with non-believers and say, hey, I don't accept that. I don't know that. I'm not going to do that. Or say, oh, well, I know another way. See, yellow race, oh, they love to tell you other ways. They'll even tell you another way. They'll say it another way just so they can have their way. That's willfulness. You ever have somebody, you tell them something, they'll tell you something different, no matter what you say, no matter what? I know a man lives with a woman, and she's contrary every time he says something. She'll say something different. Every time. So does he get rid of her because she does that? He loves her, accepts her, understands her, and lets her have the freedom to do it. Then, slowly, demonstrates that power. Be what you want others to. You can't give it to them unless you're that. How can you tell somebody else to be patient when you're not patient? How can you tell somebody else not to lie if you're a liar? How can you tell somebody else to be accepting if you're not accepting? If there's things that you're not accepting, that's why you're not accepting. Unconditional love and acceptance, unconditional love and acceptance is God's way. Unconditional truth, unconditional wisdom, unconditional love. What is unconditional love? The crystal. What is unconditional truth? The crystal. What is all things that are unconditioned? The crystal. They're all possibility when they're unconditioned. They're unconditioned. They're not making demands. Holy Spirit doesn't make any demands. Gives you life. Have you been without yourself? You've never been without yourself. You've always been with you, haven't you? How can you be without yourself? I've heard people say, I just lost myself the other day. How can you do that? How can you separate something that's indivisible? Individual means indivisible, did you know? Because it can't be cut up anymore. It can't be taken apart anymore. It's an individual. It's a one already. So you try to make the one a half? Then it wouldn't be an individual anymore, would it? Individual means indivisible. So as you come together, you're indivisible. Your body, your mind, your spirit is indivisible. You no longer feel that your spirit is off someplace being hurt while you and the mind is over here. Me, the body, and my mind. Me, 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 mind, mind, mind. My grandma's going, oh, aye, aye, aye. Oh, aye, aye, aye. And she says, you've got the eyes. I think, oh. She didn't say I had the eyes. She didn't mean your eyes, she meant the eye. Oh! Now I see. I want this, and I want that, and I want this, and I want to do that. It's always the I, me, me. She says, you sure got the eyes. It's a nice way to say. You say, don't do that. Dumb kid. Don't you know any better, stupid? How many have got that one? You see, instead of, hey, great, you're doing good. Oh, that's wonderful. That's beautiful today. You know, you should find somebody to give joy to every day. Today we set a table, we give joy to a whole family. Boy, weren't they happy? They were smiling and happy, and the mother was so proud of the little child, and the father was so proud of his wife and his baby, and boy, they were just, I could have sat there not saying anything to them and that, and looked at that little kid and said, what do you look at me for? And I looked at him, smiled, and waved. And this little nugget after a while. First, he didn't have any, then he had that nugget. Then when I look at him, he starts sucking on that nugget. And I said, ah, you're beautiful or something, and I'm blessing. He got all excited. He got the energy. And that's the way he was signaling to me, I got it. See, he was talking. She says, well, he doesn't talk yet. I said, oh, yes, he does. And he's talking to his eyes. He's talking to his heart right now. He's talking to me. Beautiful. Share your joy. You want to flow? You got to get it going. You know, if you're having prosperity problems because you're holding onto your money too tight, you have to let it flow. Having trouble with creativity, you're holding on to it tight, you need to let it flow. Having trouble with relationships, you're holding on to it tight, you need to let them flow. Having trouble with your knowledge, you need to let go and let God, you need to flow. Prosperity is flow. Basic thing of prosperity is flow. You have a flow of health, a flow of money, a flow of joy, a flow of wisdom, a flow of acceptance, a flow of sociality, a flow. A flow is always flowing, flowing. You know, I've got the best job, I believe, in the whole planet. I meet God's people all the time. Isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful experience to meet God's people all the time. That's what I'm doing. It doesn't matter if they're Christian or Buddhist or Hindu or whatever. God's people, I get to meet them. Doesn't matter what race they are, what color they are, how old they are, I get to be God's people. What a wonderful life I have. I thank God for my life every day. Thank you, God. I thank you, God. This is the best life. I used to have to worry about things way before I got on this path. I had troubles before I got on this path. As soon as I stepped on the path, that all fell away. That doesn't mean I haven't had things to confront and have to move through. I'm facing everything that everybody else is facing. I don't get hung up on it. I know I have a mastery and a free will choice over it. Don't let these things make you lesser than you are. As you go up, the higher up, the more strong your aura gets against these lower things. That's how you strengthen your aura. Go high. Go high. Go to the best in you. And nothing can find you. Though the Holy Spirit in you, and you have every other field working to support you. And you're supporting every other field. Give that you may receive. Start flowing. Start flowing. You know, I give to a lot of churches, organizations, out of idea and stuff. Why do I do that? So that people will give. If I go there and want a free ride, then people come want a free ride. See, I won't be able to give. I'll be takers. If I'm a taker, then I'll be taken. See, I like to give. Somebody give me something, I'll give you something. You give God something, He's going to give you something. You give God love, you'll get love. Really practice loving God with all your heart, and loving God, praise you, God, and thank you, God. Oh, God, loving God, loving God. You really love God. You really feel in God. You just hold God to you. Listen. Now, God's holding me. When I'm embracing God, God's embracing me. When I'm touching God, God's touching me. See? When I'm touching my talent's touching me. Power and the light. Oh, already 4 o'clock? Okay, let's take a little break and then we'll come back.